The market is moving fast. And all of that speed puts you right in the middle of the action.
I feel the need for speed.
Trying to pick out the stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs that are your real targets from the ones that will make your portfolio crash and burn. Investment research firm New Constructs looks for the telltale signs in corporate filings that show which way a security will move next.
Warning! Warning!
Whether it is flying a true course or misleading the investment public about its prospects.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
New Constructs separates all securities into those that are attractive and the ones that are, well, dangerous.
Danger! Danger!
Every Monday on Money Life, company president David Trainer shoots down one security whose actions he thinks have it headed for trouble.
What you have done is wrong.
Whether you simply sell it or get aggressive and sell it short, you'll want to know which securities to have on your radar as Money Life enters.
That's right. We are heading for trouble. But once we find it, we're going to point it out, target it, shoot it down, and make sure that you steer clear of trouble. That's what we do at the Danger Zone, when each week we talk with David Trainer from New Constructs. Now, New Constructs evaluates securities on a scale that runs from most attractive to most dangerous. What's dangerous? Frequently, that's stuff that looks great to people. But when you dig in at the footnotes level, which is how they do their research at New Constructs, you find out that the numbers are misleading. If you want to find out more about how it works, go to newconstructs.com. They're on Twitter, at New Constructs. David Trainer, welcome back to the show.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
Momentum stocks.
Danger, danger.
Momentum stocks. Now, David, you know, like a week and a half ago when we saw the market have its first day with a 580-point decline, and then the market followed that up with another day with like a 580-point decline, you would sort of think that that's when the momentum left the market. That's a good sign that momentum's leaving. Are we at a spot where it's more than just, hey, we've had this volatility that is hurting momentum stocks? Is this a problem that's coming home to roost? Or is this just a symptom of all the volatility we've seen?
I think it signals a cyclical shift in the market. You know, having been in the business for over 20 years now, and remembering the gentleman I worked with that had been in the business when I started for 20 years, you know, I think you can make a good case that we've really been in mostly a bull market and momentum technically driven market, you know, since the mid-80s, early 80s. A lot of it has been a product of technology, and I think a shift in investor demographics, right? We've had a world in the early 80s where it was really truly all professionals, that people, that their life was to work in the stock market. And now we live in a world where people play in the stock market in the, on the weekends and in their spare time because of the influx of the self-directed investor. That's a function of technology. And we've also seen all this media come in, right? Some of it a lot more sophisticated than others. And as a sort of statistical byproduct of all this, we see that average holding periods have gone from 7 years to, you know, 7 months. It's a different world, and momentum has been such a successful strategy. Technical trading has been such a successful strategy for most of the last 10, 15 years that it's sucked more people in, right? People see technical strategies work, and they go, oh, that's the way I need to do things. I think that we're finally to a point where those trades are really becoming crowded. You can only use the same strategy so many times. And you can only rely on the Fed to bail you out so many times. In a world where federal or central banks and governments are doing everything they can to prop their economies up with artificial means, right? You know, we're gradually getting closer to a place where there are not enough band-aids to fix all the cracks in the economy, in valuations, in markets. And so, long way of saying, I think that momentum stocks or, you know, the momentum strategies, momentum investors are going to be forced to find new tools and find new ways of investing that actually take into account risk of being in the stock market, because I think most people don't really see risk in the market anymore. They don't really think there's risk. Otherwise, how could you justify spending so little time on research and investing? And what I'm talking about is a self-directed investor, right?
Right.
Your competition is the guy at Fidelity who's got a $10 million research budget and works 60 hours a week and has a team of 20 people working that long to figure out what they want to do on one stock. Across his whole portfolio is really more fair. But, you know, let's say it's 15, 20, 30 stocks.
let's throw a couple of names. I mean, when we talk about momentum stocks, what are some of the names? And I know some of them have been in the danger zone, but give folks an example of what's there. And maybe it's just, you know, hey, you're looking at a momentum stock where the returns are terrible or something along those lines, but people are still paying high multiples.
I want to divide them into two categories, right? So we're going to talk about momentum stocks that have just begun to correct, right? And we're going to talk about momentum stocks that have already corrected. I'll draw a difference between the two. So momentum stocks that are just beginning to correct, in our opinion, these are stocks that all have gotten a dangerous rating from us for a while. Netflix, Mobileye, Tesla, and Amazon. They're down, you know, two or three times as much as the market over the last couple of weeks. But a lot of those have been in the danger zone for a long time and have still gone up. And my point is, you know, especially you ask me about the catalyst all the time, and I'm candid about saying, listen, I don't have a crystal ball. And if I were, instead of from my office here in Nashville, Tennessee, I'd be calling you from my island in some secret place I wouldn't even tell you about, right?
Yep.
But the point is, all the momentum stocks do have an end game, and that's when the markets actually start to turn. When momentum stocks no longer work, when momentum investing strategies become crowded, well, they're going to crash. So, I can't tell you when, except to say that when the market finally corrects and flushes out the companies that don't really have profits and have extended valuations, which inevitably will happen, that's when momentum stocks will definitely not work. Now, it could happen sooner, like for these other stocks, Twitter, which is down 32% since we put it in the danger zone. El Pollo Loco, down 57% since we put it in the danger zone. Manware is down about 25% since we put it in the danger zone. Solar City, down about 25% since we put it in the danger zone.
Yeah.
So those ones had a catalyst come earlier. I don't know if it was our research. I don't know if it's just raising people's awareness about the flaws in those business models and how the valuations clearly did not account for those flaws, the misleading earnings. The catalyst happens sooner. For others, it may not happen until the market actually corrects for all of them at one time. But that's the key, is that, you know, and that speaks to a webinar I did last week, right? It's like, well, how do you stay safe in a market like this? The only way to stay safe is to make sure you buy stocks that actually have real cash flow and cheap valuations.
And that is why momentum stocks are in the danger zone. Stocks like Netflix, Mobileye, Tesla, Amazon, El Pollo Loco, Twitter, Demandware, Solar City, those were the names that David mentioned. If you want to learn more about why David and the crew at New Constructs feels they're dangerous, go to newconstructs.com. You can follow them on Twitter at New Constructs. David, thanks as always for joining us.
Great to be with you, Chuck. Thank you.
Up next on Money Life, it's the Money Life Market Call. David Miller from the Catalyst Funds in the house when Money Life rolls on after these messages.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.